The views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Of the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, Pastor John Ward.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good and Jesus is Lord. It's so good to be with you again this weekend. Man, the Lord is so good. Whatever you're going through right now, I want to remind you tonight that God is not your problem. He's never been your problem. He is your answer. Jesus loves you so much and he has an amazing plan for your life. And we're back tonight to starve your doubts, to feed your faith, and to bring the word of God to you. I'm telling you, the word has an answer for every situation going on in your life. I want to encourage you right now to get on board. Email us instudio101@gmail.com and let folks know we're live on Facebook right now, and you can send out the link to your friends and family and let them know we're live. Thanks to you, we had 150 new listeners on radio alone last week, and we blew circuits. We had over 11,000 people listening and watching last week between radio and Facebook Live. Man, what a privilege to bring you the word. We had a great time last week with Dr. Avery Jackson. We answered all your questions about COVID-19, about the vaccine, and all that good stuff. If you missed it, it's not too late. You can go back and you can watch it. Go to the website, spiritoffaithradio.com. That's spiritoffaithradio.com. And you can listen to all the archives there, including last week with Dr. Avery Jackson. If you have questions about the vaccine, if you have questions about COVID-19, man, we covered it last week with a board certified neurosurgeon who is one of the frontline doctors who is on a panel with all kinds of doctors talking about and researching everything regarding COVID-19. And, you know, a lot of the modern folks are saying that the only answer is the vaccine. Well, there's some doctors that believe there's more information out there. So check it out, spiritoffaithradio.com. You'll be blessed. Praise God. But I want to wish a happy Memorial Weekend to all my American friends that are listening all over the world. I have a very, very special guest with us tonight, and I want to get to him right away because we want to squeeze every ounce of information that we can out of this man of God and this prophet of God. So if you've never heard a prophet of God before, you are in for a treat tonight. Again, encourage your friends and family to listen on, send out the link. If you're watching on Facebook, give me a share, give me a like. It'll be a great blessing to you tonight. Tonight, We have a very special guest once again, and that is Dr. Mark Barkley. I'm going to introduce him in just a second. But before I do, let's go ahead and pray, and we'll read our text, and then we'll get right to the man of God tonight. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise and honor. Father, we thank you that there is no distance in the spirit, that where two of us are gathered together in the name of Jesus, you are right here in the midst with us. And we thank you tonight for your love and your faithfulness. We thank you for the anointing of God that destroys yokes and removes burdens. Father, we pray that you will move among these the airwaves tonight, that you will move in the hearts of your people tonight, that you will answer questions, that you will answer prayers, that you will touch each and every person listening. We pray a blessing upon all of our listening audience. Thank you, Father, for each and every one that's tuning in tonight. We give you praise and glory for it. Thank you for a flow of the Holy Ghost tonight with Dr. Barkley. Thank you for words of wisdom. Thank you for prophetic words coming forth, words of knowledge. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts of the Spirit and operation live on this radio show tonight. And we give you thanks in advance. We believe that we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Of course, our text every week is our scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. And it says, we having the same Spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. And that's what we do on this show. We speak the word of God and we speak faith. And so if you're going through something tonight, I'm telling you, God has your answer. And if you have a question, if you have a question for the man of God, you can get a direct answer by simply emailing us in studio 101 at gmail.com. That's in studio 101 at gmail.com. What an honor to have a man of God on tonight that I call my friend. He is a former Marine in the United States. He has been serving God for decade upon decade, traveling the world. He is a successful pastor in Midland, Michigan. Just an amazing man of God. I had the privilege of serving him many years ago under my spiritual father, Bishop Keith Butler. And he was the first speaker I ever had when I became the senior pastor of Word of Faith International Christian Center in Toronto, Ontario in 2010. He was the first guest, first speaker that we ever had in this church. And I just honor him, respect him, love him more than words can explain. And in this day and hour, we need people who are bold, who are strong, who are uncompromising. And Dr. Mark Barkley is just that. And so I'm going to introduce him right now. He can tell us whatever he feels led to tell us about himself. And just such a privilege to have him here tonight. So welcome to the show, Dr. Barkley.
Hey, thank you very much. I call you blessed, John, and all your listening audience. Praise God. These are on certain times, but not if you're walking with God and you know the Bible. That's Amen. The big difference.
That's it.
And so if you don't know the Word of God, you don't know what's predicted, you don't know what God is up to, then Christian or not, my friend, this confusion can get all over you. And True. Then it's like scrambled eggs. I mean, it's just people don't know where to turn. So praise God. We're going to bring you some strength and some hope tonight through this this broadcast. And in Jesus' name, the anointing of God is going to help you settle in your spirit what's really going on. Praise God. And then be strong about it. Be strong about it.
Amen. I'm sure you've had a lot of people ask you about COVID-19. It's been going on now, I think we're in 15 or 16 months. And what's some wisdom you might share with folks that ask, you know, where does this come from? Why are we dealing with this? You know, is this God judging us? I mean, what's going on with this COVID-19?
Well, first of all, John, I'm not much on conspiracy theories. I'm a student. I do a lot of homework. And I try to not put out anything here with you on our telecast, et cetera, unless I've researched it to the best of my ability or leaned on others that are experts, like Dr. Avery you had on. What a wonderful thing to do, by the way, for your partners and the listening audience to have somebody like that that's frontline. He knows what's going on. So why not listen? I see two things about COVID. This is coming out now. It'll continue to come out. They've smothered this as long as they can, whoever they are. We're not calling names. I'm judging nobody.
Right.
But I'm telling you, this is going to come out, and we're going to find out that this is not just a normal sickness. But the bigger event for us is not only the pandemic, but the mandemic.
Yes.
All over the world. Now, I know it sounds like I'm against government. I'm not. I think a lot of them are doing the very best they know how. I think some of them are just evil, whether they know it or not. And most of them, it seems like, are fairly delusional in how they're dealing with certain things. So I call it also a mandemic. Now, I'm not picking on any government leaders. We love you. We pray for you, because that's what the Bible tells us to do. In fact, I tell people the less Bible, the less spiritual, which means the more spiritually blinded your government leaders are, the even more we should pray that God helps them and guides them, whether they know it's God or not. Two things, Pastor John, on this COVID I see. One, it's a disease. We mock it not. We don't make light of it. It's hurt a lot of people. It's killed a lot of people. So we would never say it's not genuine or it's just some made up thing.
That's right.
It's very, very dangerous. But number two, in the spirit realm, we have watched a demon come with this disease. And if you go back and look, now again, I'm not against Chinese people or nothing like that. Just let me say it. If you go back and study and just look at some of the newscasts, some of the programming that was coming out of China pre-COVID and how they're masked up, how they're controlled, separated, sometimes almost locked down and territorial boundaries. That is what happened to the free world once COVID came. Okay, that's for real. But this demon is just as for real. And that's what has hurt us as much as the disease, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, a lot of people don't realize that about spiritual warfare is that, you know, when pressure and situations come about and demon activity is stirring, demons operate through fear and anxiety.
Sure.
And then their personalities begin to rise up through humans. And so that's exactly right. So the same demon that speaks Chinese is the same one that's moving. Well, not the same exact one, but the same families that are moving in other places of the world. And look at what we've seen with government leaders. I mean, we have seen such oppression come as a result of, like what you said, this mandemic, man's response being influenced by demons in our governments. And, you know, we've got a premier in one of our, we're very candid on this radio show, by the way. We're not politically correct. So we're not trying to be politically correct. But we have, you know, one premier here in Canada over Alberta. His name is Jason Kenney. And he's not, you know, hasn't been a premier that long, but he said a couple of years ago, he was talking about what was going on in China with churches being locked up and the gospel being shut down. He said this would never happen in Alberta, in Canada. And obviously a demon got a hold of what he said and challenged him. Let's see if you really believe that, because 2 years later, this same guy is locking up pastors. We've had three pastors locked up in jail in Alberta. We had their churches chained and shut down so people could not go to church. Literally in Canada, there is now an underground church, just like in China, where if people are going to meet together, they have to do it in secret. Who would have ever thought in Canada in this day and hour there would be an underground church?
Absolutely, John. Absolutely right. Absolutely perfect reporting. We're not making this up. We're not exaggerating this.
I wish I was.
This is what we're living right here in the free world. What countries? Name any country more free than our beloved Canada or the United States of America. There's other free countries. We don't diminish that. But nobody's ever been more free than the North Americans in your country and mine. And so this is unheard of. This is unconstitutional, even in your country.
It's absolutely against what's called our Charter Rights and Freedoms. Yes. And Section 1 says we have the right for freedom of religion, and we have the right for freedom of conscience, that you have the right to speak your conscience. Well, they're shutting you off all the social media. They shut you off. They're not even allowing people to meet. You can't even go out and meet as a peaceful protest. They lock you up. And anti-Semitism in Montreal, Quebec has been unbelievable. They go out on Friday nights and they follow the Jews and they ticket them and arrest them as they're coming home from synagogue.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, the United States is about the same way. I mean, we have released thousands of criminals because the excuse of COVID, we got to get them out of the prison system, they're too close of contact, and on goes the story. I'm talking about criminals. I'm not talking about a guy. I'm talking about criminals. And yet we're jailing pastors, we're shutting down churches. Isn't it amazing under this tyranny mm-hmm. and runaway government that the bars stay open? If you call it that in Canada, the beer gardens stay open.
Yep.
The other houses of ill repute seem to stay open.
Yep.
You can buy drugs, you can buy booze, but you cannot go to church. Not, wait a minute. Listen about this. Same thing in Canada. I know it is. I love Canada. I've been among Canadians all of my life, preaching, teaching, helping pastors. I come preach for you. I know you're a missionary there as well. But same with the States. Actually, it's the same in most of the free world. Mm-hmm. This tyranny has targeted the church. What shocks me is how we've just kind of been led like sheep to the slaughter, and there's been very few, very, very few that have stood up and said, no, this is not right. No, no, no. The government cannot mandate this. It's out of control. But the ones that do, somebody's paying the price up front, but they will be the heroes of the faith when this is over with.
Well, it's nothing new. I mean, history always repeats itself. And you've been around a little bit longer than I have, but there's a lot of history that we're seeing repeat itself when you look back at what happened even as early as World War II. And the lies that the government began to feed the people, and the people began to believe it. And, you know, you hear people say, well, I would never believe what Hitler did. And I would never believe what Hitler said. And I would never be like a German. You better watch out when you say that kind of stuff, because what's happening now is the people are becoming desensitized because of the times that we're living in. And they're thinking, you know, I can just go with the flow here, and I can just, you know, be that sheep and just follow the government. And why are you bucking the system? And why are you saying the church should be open? We're in a pandemic. The church should be closed down, and our rights should be taken away from us. And I say, listen, if our rights are taken away here, what's going to stop them from continuing to take our rights away? And if we have rights, then why do we have rights? Because they're continuing to strip them away. And they say, well, you can do what we say you can do. You can go to the grocery store. You can go to the gas station. You can go to the beer store. You can go to the pharmacy. You can go. The other day was just the most asinine thing I've ever seen. I was over at the fish store where I've got some koi fish, and it's this huge garden where they sell all kinds of trees and plants and all that kind of stuff. And there's 300 some people inside this building, and across the street, the golf course is closed. Where, you know, people are what, an acre apart, 2 acres apart, but you can't golf. But you can go to this store, and the government has randomly decided certain things are okay and other things are not okay. We, with the exception of 3 weeks, our church has been shut down since November 22nd of last year. We can only meet online. And it's just, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely crazy. And the thing is that people have the right to go buy plants, but I was in that store for an hour and a half talking to a manager about a project that I'm doing. We were face to face talking for an hour and a half. I can do that, but I can't go to church.
Yeah. Well, it's living proof that this is demonic. I don't care if they understand that or not. The activity is absolutely demonic. What's going on is diabolical. And by the way, you brought up World War II, and you brought up Hitler and Germany. This same atmosphere was going in. Who voted that guy in? Who voted that party in? How fast were they able to take charge of people's lives and rule over them? So we're seeing the same thing right now, man. This is not a joking matter. This is not a light matter. This is a very serious matter. I have been trying to warn the free world for a long time. In America, especially, I've been saying they're after two of the most powerful document sets on the planet, the Constitution of the United States and the Bible.
Yeah.
They want them both either diminished, replaced, modernized to fit modern man. And the thing we got to remember, this is what I keep telling people, at least in the United States, but I believe it's true for my Canadian friends as well, and all of the free world, actually, maybe all people. These are God-given rights, John. These are not government-given rights. There were two great revolutions. One was the French Revolution. One was the American Revolution. The French Revolution came out in phileo, a Greek word for brotherly love.
Yeah.
And they established government under brotherly love, that certain brothers take care of other brothers, and certain brothers will be the champion brothers, and they will rule, and we all bring everything like a national, like our country's a great commune. It's a great kibbutz, and they get everything and redistribute it, so we're all equal, we're all the same. It has never worked on any country, on any planet, on this planet, period. Excuse me, any continent on this planet, period. And it's not working today. The other thing with God-given rights, that's what came out of the American Revolution, is the idea that we are a people that has a government. We're not a government that has a people. That's communism. And all communism is, if you let it go, is grown-up socialist.
And how does God feel about socialism and Marxism and these kind of things that we're seeing come forth in the governments? I mean, I live in a socialist country. This country has socialized medicine. You know, there's all kinds of socialism in this system. How does God feel about socialism?
I think the same thing that God feels about anything else that exalts humans above humans.
Wow.
So am I so bold to say this is a slight form of slavery?
Yeah.
Now, listen, in my state, you know my state, John.
Oh, sure. Governor Whitmer.
That's right. So in my state, I can go, now it's opened up a little bit more right now, but I could go to a store that she chose, our governor.
Right.
Or whoever chose for her.
Right.
I could go there. You mentioned it. I go to the pharmacy. I can get gasoline.
Yep.
I can go to a grocery store. But when I'm in that store, there's certain aisles that have been police taped off that I can't buy those items in that store.
Yep.
That's about as close to communism that you can get in a free world country like the United States. Yep. You gotta be joking me, man.
I bought a power washer actually online, and I took it back to Costco because it wasn't working right on Friday. And on Friday, I'm taking the power washer in to return it. And they said, no, sir, you can't bring this in here. That aisle is closed. And so because we're not selling those items, you can't return that item. You can only buy groceries. I said, what? That's the rule of the province. It's not Costco. It's the province. And
okay, so help me with this.
Yeah.
Maybe your listening audience can help us both. I can go in the same store, go through the same door, follow their rules, though I think they're ridiculous. Follow the rules, whatever it is, put on a mask, stay separated, sanitize your cart, your hands. Okay. So I can do this, but COVID exists in the power washer aisle, but not in the celery carrot aisle. this is really cool that our governments are so smart and they're so in control of this disease that they can determine, God bless them, for you and me to keep us safe by staying out of certain aisles where COVID hangs out.
I think the whole thing that you say about mandemic really hits the nail on the head, because what mandemic has done is it's brought out what the enemy wants through people who are evil. And you say, well, they're not evil, they mean well. Well, anything the Bible calls evil, anything that is unbelief. So if it doesn't line up with the word of God, it's evil. And anything that's contrary to freedom is evil. You know, God is an amazing person, and he wants and desires and will fight for the right for us to be able to make our own choices. If people want to go to hell and be bound for the rest of their eternity, he will fight for them to make that choice to be bound forever, because they have the freedom to make that right. But we are seeing people call evil good and good evil, and more and more in this hour. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20, it says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. It's interesting that this warning, I mean, when I hear the word woe, I think, whoa, that's a big warning. What is God saying?
Upon you.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Woe
what
upon it, you know, judgment and curse upon you.
Wow. So what is God saying to rulers that are making these decisions, that are doing just that? They're calling good evil and evil good. They're calling communism and Marxism and bondage good when God calls it evil. I mean, are they going to get away with this forever?
They are not, number one. Number two, they're going to give a severe judgment to God. Now, they can mock us, laugh at us, make light of people like you and me, but the day will come when they will face their maker, like it or not, and they're going to pay a dear price for dealing with God's people, God's church, and re-steering the gospel. John, I'm going to tell you this, my friend. The world flunked this test. If COVID was a test, meant or not, I think we're going to find out this might have been released somehow on purpose before this is all said and done. Maybe not, but I think so. But who didn't flunk this test? I've seen pastors flunk this test. Certainly our government officials, man. Some of the stuff they say fixes this is delusional. Can't have church outside.
Come on.
In your own car, you're separated by steel and glass sitting in your car.
Right.
The preacher's up on a platform. He's near nobody.
Right.
We're not. Canadians aren't that stupid. Americans aren't that stupid. Australians aren't that stupid. The British is not that stupid. The South of African, they're not that stupid. And on goes the list of those people who are not that stupid. But the Antichrist, whether he caused this or not, he just learned how to take control of the entire world, shut down everything. John, in 14 days from announcement, only 15 people ruled this entire world, and half of them were not even government-trained leaders.
Wow. Wow.
Think about that.
Some have
said, if I was the Antichrist, I'd say, gotcha. Yeah. I now know what to do. I'll just send a new germ.
Yeah.
And now the humans know how to submit and obey and shut up and do what they're told and lock down and don't leave your home. And if you do, you can only go where we tell you.
Yeah.
This is what I believe with all my heart.
Yeah.
It is provable. Humans are not one of the powers of the earth. There's a power of God and the power of Satan.
That's good.
Light and darkness. Good and evil. Humans are pawns. Whoever pulls the string, that's what we are. It's either God doing that or it's Satan doing that. But this idea that man is a third power is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Therefore, these people that are being used by the Antichrist. And isn't it amazing it's not anti-religion?
Hmm.
Like here in the United States, the biggest heresy, John, in our country is called separation of church and state. Church,
wow.
Christianity is the only true religion that it's the only religion that uses the word church, ecclesia,
yeah.
The called out ones.
Yeah.
So it's no mistake that the heresy that's packaged, separation of church and state, doesn't say religion and state.
Wow.
Because a lot of other religions are being untouched right now.
Woo!
But the Antichrist, not anti-religion, Antichrist is moving across our continents and getting people ready for his appearing. Governments, financials, the food chain, the military, the police forces, safety, and the list just goes on, man. And we're witnessing this. We're watching this right before our very eyes.
I just have light bulbs popping off. I don't know that I've ever seen it like that. It's not anti-religion. It's anti-church. It's church and state, not religion and state. My wife was telling me just, you know, a couple of weeks ago during Ramadan, you know, all of our churches are shut down and the parking lot at the mosque is packed. All kinds of people at the mosque, all kinds of people worshiping Allah in the mosque, not social distancing, not following the rules. And you didn't see one shutdown of a mosque. You didn't see one, what do they call them? Imam. You didn't see one imam arrested. You didn't see one mosque chain shut. You didn't see none of that. That is the Antichrist spirit. My goodness. Now, I've heard some say this. Go ahead.
Now, you know, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2,
yes, sir.
Around verse 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, it tells us of what we're witnessing.
Okay.
And it uses a word translated from the Greek, the root language of the Bible, to English, delusion. And it says, because they were no longer lovers of the truth.
Yes.
The truth is the Bible. Things may be true, like they truly happened, but the truth has always been known among man. Even people that aren't Christians have had a great respect for this Bible. So they were no longer lovers of the truth. So God turned them over to a delusion. I'm quoting it.
Yes.
That they would believe the lie and be damned.
Wow.
Go to hell and be damned.
Wow.
This delusional. This is scrambled eggs, man. Yeah. And just for kicks, put a little fun in our conversation. Maybe you've seen this before. Someone handed me this a while back. I won't read the whole thing.
Go ahead.
But I thought, you know, maybe we need to smile a little bit. This was this person's take on all of the shutdown going on through the pandemic. I just read a couple. It goes like this. First, you must not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open. And all stores must remain closed unless, of course, they need to stay open. The virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. You should stay on lockdown unless the virus stops infecting people, or until, excuse me. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected, that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected. Right? You should go to the doctor's office or the hospital unless you have to go there. You should not do it. Unless, of course, you are too sick to go there, so don't go there. So as you read through this, I know I kind of laugh. I know it's just people putting this together, but how about this one? This person said, masks are useless at protecting you against the virus, but you still need to wear one because it can save lives. And in some cases, it may even be mandatory, but also it may not be mandatory. Go to work. But you can get another job, at which point you may go to work or stay home if you have the other job. So as you go through this list, this person saying, okay, which is it? But as I read through this, the reason I laughed about it, because it was meant to be funny,
right?
To bring a little smile to all the stuff we're dealing with. But honestly, not to spiritualize that. But when I went through that, I thought, that is scrambled eggs, man.
Yep.
That is exactly what we're being told.
And it's
so
exactly.
Let's take one thing. How about mask?
Yeah.
So when they first come along, you got to wear a mask.
Right.
Or else. So we had this whole chain of doctors, highly educated, very well proven professionals, great, great practices. I mean, high end doctors telling you that you better wear that mask or you could die or you could kill someone else. At the very same time, John, we had another row of very qualified, just as qualified, just as established, just as educated doctors saying,
yeah,
you better not wear that mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's worthless. It'll do you no good. And you can't keep inhaling all of your own, you know, carbon dioxide, et cetera. And so an average citizen, okay, I kind of fit this sheet. Do I wear it? Don't I wear it? If I don't wear it, I could get sick. If I do wear it, I could get sick.
Right.
But if I don't wear it and you wear one, if it's effective and you wear one, why do you care if I wear one?
That's right.
You're protected by you wearing one.
That's right.
And this is what I've been witnessing. By the way, I'm not nailing the mask thing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a demon that is called confusion.
Yes.
That our government experts, our medical experts, et cetera.
Yeah.
Even, hate to say it, John, even a lot of our pastors, man, this thing is so mixed up. It is hard to maneuver through it. It's like a maze of confusion.
Yeah.
And facts everywhere. And some of them aren't even true facts.
Yeah. May I interrupt you, doctor, for a minute? We're getting some popping going on here and there audio-wise, and I'm not sure if it's a loose connection or whatever you're using for a mic or earbuds is loose or rubbing on something. So once in a while we get a pop, and it's very, very loud going over the air. So if everyone can just kind of check their connection and make sure they're okay.
I'm checking mine right now.
And I think it was yours. I think when you moved it, we got some popping again. So,
okay.
But we should be, let's try it again.
So, you know, with this, all this confusion that's happened, the other spirit or the results of this demon spirit that so many of us have experienced firsthand is intimidation and fear. And there's just so much of it. You've got this confusion, and then you've got intimidation and fear. And doctors, smart doctors who have been trying to tell the truth and they've had experience of their own using hydroxychloroquine and these different medications, they've been fired. They've lost their jobs. Yes. They've been persecuted because they're telling the truth. And if you don't go along with the narrative that these demons are wanting the governments to go with, then this anger and hostility rise up in these leaders that are bringing persecution to good people that are doing nothing but trying to tell the truth. And yet you got people talking about how they've been kidnapped by aliens and all this craziness that doesn't get deleted off the social media. But if you mention the word hydroxychloroquine, bleep, 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 they delete you. They label you as some type of anarchist and crazy person.
Well, back to the point, you're making the point, but to zero in on that again, this is far not just about a disease.
Right.
This is something else I carry with me, John. Let me read through it quick. Won't take long. In 1999, at the turn of the century to 2000, we were told that Y2K was the end of the world.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, man. Government people were warning us, corporate people. In 2001, anthrax, we were told anthrax was going to kill almost all of us. In 2002, the West Nile virus,
right.
2003, the attack of SARS, 2005, the bird flu was going to get out of control and wipe out most of the human race. In 2006, E. coli. In 2009, swine flu. And in 2010, there was a great BP oil spill, and it was going to kill all of the fish and all mm-hmm. of the sea and pollute the environment and kill many people, right?
Yeah.
In 2012, it was the Mayan end of the world. We're all going to die. In 2013, North Korea was going to nuke us all. In 2014, it was Ebola. In 2015, at Disney, it was measles. It was ISIS in the other part of the world. In 2016, it was a Zika virus.
Yeah.
In 2017, 2018, and on goes the list. But not until 2020,
yeah,
did the world ever shut down for any of these deadly things.
That's right.
Neither did America lock us in our homes. Neither did Canada. Neither did we ever wear a mask, though these were all deadly, deadly. These diseases I mentioned killed people. Imagine this, John. I live in Michigan. The mosquitoes are as big as airplanes, and I'm told not to get bit by one because I could die. People did get bit, and they did die. No shutdown, no government interference, no mask, no going into certain stores and can't buy from certain aisles. We're not this stupid, my friends. We're not this ignorant. The government has misjudged us that we will just fall like pins, you know, in front of the bowling ball. And what they're finding out, the backlash on this is going to cost them their jobs. You can write it down. We're going to have a major regime changes in a lot of countries because of the pandemic and because of the mismanagement, the overreach, and the tyranny.
Well, they're finding out now more and more that this is a man-made issue. This is not just a disease. Correct. We know all disease is born of the devil, and we know all disease and sickness comes from the devil. However, this disease doesn't just come from the devil. This disease, they're now finding out, comes from man. And now just this past week, Dr. Fauci finally admitted that he has been involved with the Wuhan lab, that there was experiments going on with the coronavirus. And now, you know, they're trying to say, well, he was involved, but there was no gain of function going on. That's a bunch of garbage. We know that they were experimenting with this thing and trying to figure out how they could stay on top of, you know, chemical and biological warfare and all this kind of stuff. And it leaked out. Man messed it up and leaked it out. And, you know, what we were just talking about a few minutes ago with all of these things that have happened in this preparation for what's coming. Some have said this is a dress rehearsal for what the Antichrist is going to do. And, you know, he now knows.
That's what I believe.
He now knows. You get one crazy bug and you can literally shut the world down. And that's exact. I mean, this, it wasn't even like this. There were a lot more people that died in 1918 during the Spanish flu. There were 50 million people that died. 500 million people were infected. We've had, I forget the number, 3.5 million people worldwide die or something. Nothing close to the numbers that happened during the Spanish flu. And yet we have shut the whole world down. We've taken people's rights That's away. Right. We've taken religious freedoms That's away. Right. And God is not pleased.
No, not at all. Listen, but I want to tell all your friends and partners and listening audience, and ours too, on our stream and Facebook and stuff. Listen, even if this extends and we are really seeing the end now, with what's going on in Israel, the Middle East, there's a country that people stay quiet about, even a lot of eschatology teachers, called Turkey, that is setting up to be the caliphate nation.
Absolutely.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And so we're watching this happening. So, you know, they can take away, I say this all the time, they might be able to forcefully take away our liberty and freedom to gather and to worship, but they can't touch our Christianity.
That's right. That's right.
They can't.
That's right.
They can't. Now, you know, I honestly think, because I deal with a lot of government officials, a lot of politicians, a lot of statesmen, state women, you know, I just really think a lot of them have been so trained over the years that they don't mean to be evil or anti-Christ. They really think they're doing right because they don't know what to do. So if one of them puts their foot down and says, this is what we do. We've even seen it on TV news. I don't know how much of that you believe, but on TV news, this governor did this, so five other governors, domino effect. Well, we're going to do what that state does. And that tells me they don't really know what to do. They right. don't know what they're doing. They're right. as lost as a guy in the Michigan forest with no company.
I've been in one of them forests up in the UP, man.
So you know,
I thought I was going to spend the night a couple times. I got turned around and I'm like, yeah. where do I go? How do I get? I had to pray in tongues to get out of those woods, man. You get so in there. You're so thick.
Yeah.
And that's the blessing of the day that we live in as believers, because even though everything on the outside is changing, God never changes.
No,
you know,
no,
Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. Hebrews 12, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And one of the greatest blessings as Christians that we have is that our God doesn't change. His word doesn't change. Heaven and earth will change. Everything will pass away. All hell will break loose, but not one jot, not one tittle from the word of God will change. Everything will be fulfilled. And so we can run to the word of God, man. We can trust God's word. As dark as things may get, God never changes. He is a light in the darkness.
Agreed.
His word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. At the entrance of his word is understanding and revelation. And we can run to that word and trust him. Now, let me get back to another question, because you mentioned Israel a minute ago, and I'm going to really put you on the spot. Okay. And if you want to shift in a different direction, that's fine. But here's a question I have, and that is, Israel is a country. I've been to the Holocaust Museum.
Yes. Me too.
Yeah. I just lost the name of it at the moment. Anyways, in Jerusalem, and been there, I think, five times. And they vow to always remember, to never forget what happened to them during World War II and the Holocaust, what happened in the ovens, and 6 million Jews were killed. They have embraced this vaccine, and they've taken such a strong position as a country, huh?
Go ahead. Keep going. I'm listening.
They've taken such a strong position as a country that they are mandating the vaccine. And if you don't have the vaccine, or you have not recovered and can show that you have immunity, you're not allowed to go into stores. You're not allowed to go shopping. Yeah. You're not allowed to go places. They are really, I don't know for a better word than persecuting their own people for not taking a vaccine. And there's so many implications with this vaccine that you must, you know, it's not a tattoo, but you must get the vaccine. And if you don't get the vaccine, then you can't travel. You can't go anywhere. You know, all this kind of stuff. I don't understand how the Jewish nation has embraced this particular mode.
Well, I think the Jewish people, no offense, because I don't have any, they need to go through Yad Vashem. They need to go through
Yad Vashem. Thank you. Yes.
They need to go through that themselves.
Yep.
And they need to realize.
Well, they've been there. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu, all the rest of them. I mean.
Yeah, but my point is.
Something's missing.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what's missing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
A living God.
Okay.
A living God.
Okay.
And so you can be religious. You can have religious culture. You can have religious history, which they do have.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah,
I have no problems with Israel and their roots, of course, all the way back to Father Abraham. Sure. Yeah. No issue here. I'm not judging them. I'm just saying, how could they do this? It's like in America. Why? If you took John, if you took away 10 million votes from Mr. Biden, he still got, you know, saying false votes or something, fraudulent. You still got 60 million Americans that voted against everything we believe for and for socialism.
Yeah.
This has happened in Israel. We should not make the mistake that all people who live in Israel, number one, might be Jewish.
Right.
And number two, might be serving their God.
Wow. So, there's a big difference between being Jewish in your in where you live and Jewish in your heart. I mean, that's correct. See that in the scripture. A true
same
Jew.
Same with us. Same with your country.
Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. We got backslidden Christians. We got cooled off Christians. You know, we got people that say they're Christian because their grandma was, but they don't live it. Now, a lot do. I'm not saying everybody, but there's a lot of people that claim us, but they don't live it. They don't walk it out.
I had a good question a couple of weeks ago. I'd really like to hear your answer on this. And the person said, how is it that if Israel is causing atrocities against Gaza and against the Palestinians, how does God feel about that? Is God going to, you know, should we still stand with Israel, even though Genesis chapter 12, verses 1-3 says, whoever blesses Israel will be blessed, whoever curses will be cursed. Should we still stand with Israel if they are causing atrocities against another people?
Well, if we don't, then who would stand with us? Because what countries without sin go ahead and cast the first stone?
That's good.
Yeah. Name That's one.
Good. That's good.
And so why are they doing that? For the same reason, I guess, other countries do. And let's not make the mistake that Israel is born again, led by the Holy Spirit, filled with the Spirit, and lives by our New Testament, because that is far from the truth. Though there are some that live in that country that are born again, or they are Messianic Jews, or they do believe in our Bible, they do worship our Christ, and they do live by the New Testament. But that's a pretty small percentage compared to everybody in that land. And so, yeah, I mean, if you don't stand with them, and perhaps, probably, sooner or later, America will not stand with them. It'll probably be after the church is gone and caught up. But sooner or later, we're the checkmate for them. That's why they still exist.
Amen. I had a couple answers.
If America pulled back, they're doomed.
I had a couple answers. One of my answers was, let's see what Joe Biden would do if Mexico began to launch missiles unprovoked into Texas or California. And would we just sit by and do nothing if a terrorist is sending thousands of missiles into the United States of America? I'll tell you right now, there would be some big holes in the earth in Mexico if they just all of a sudden began to, a terrorist group began to shoot missiles. Oh, but you're killing some innocent Mexicans. Listen, you're killing Americans. So there's got to be, warfare in order to stop that. And I don't think it's any different in Israel.
No, it is not. And war is war. Nobody likes it. You don't want to be the one launching it. You don't want to be the recipient of it. But sometimes the only way to deal with a bad guy is to take him to the ground.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Hamas is a declared, terrorist group.
My last trip to Israel, I'm not going to say a lot of details.
That's okay.
My last trip to Israel, I was there 3.5 days, and we took in 61 live launched missiles out of Gaza. Think about that. I wish people around the world, but maybe, can I say, especially the United States and Canada, would we at least look at what you just said, John? If this was Mexico, or even further deeper, even if it was another Cuba, back in the Cuba crisis, we almost went to nuclear war.
Yeah.
We were going to. Why? Because they were threatening our people and our society.
Yep.
The problem is the world wants Israel to take the hit because they don't, in my opinion, they don't have the backbone to stand up against the enemies of Israel. And we got to remember this. What's going on in the Middle East? There, the Muslim religious controlled countries are fighting in their own way among themselves for who's going to be the caliphate nation.
Yes.
And the leader of that nation will become the caliph.
Yes.
And all other Muslims will submit to that nation and that caliph.
Yes.
To launch on Israel.
Well, we know Erdogan has already told all of his the nations that are anti-Israel, anti-America, hold tight. We're going to destroy Israel. We're going to destroy America. Hold tight. We're going to do it. And, you know, people a lot of times look at that Russia is the problem. If you look on the map, the country that's due north of Israel is not Russia. It's Turkey. And they are the ones, I believe, that are the sleeping giant.
I've been preaching this for decades.
Yes, sir.
Got to watch Turkey.
Yeah.
You got to, and whatever leader in the day, right now it's Erdogan, but you got to watch them. They are, this is the root of Satan. This is the place that Jesus said they had the seat of Satan.
Right.
The seat of Satan.
And he has raised it up again
it right now.
I was just going to say that the altar of Zeus, found it in the Gaza, brought it back to Turkey and has now resurrected it. Man, I wish we could spend more time on this. Let me get to a couple questions in our last few moments here and have you answer them real quick. Steve writes us tonight and says, what a guest. Such a big fan of Dr. Barclay. Thank you, Pastor, for having him on the air tonight. Amen. Another email here tonight from our friend Walter. Hey, Pastor, loving the show. Please stay healthy on the air each week. Blessings to you and your staff. Walter from Calgary. Call you blessed, Walter. Another email here tonight entitled Gambling. Is gambling a sin? I play bingo at my church for a fundraiser for the church. It helps a lot of people operating expenditures of my congregation. Is that okay? 30 to 45 seconds, Dr. Barclay.
Anything that's by chance is not okay. So to play bingo innocently, you're not getting caught up in the spirit of gambling, greed, lust, and rolling the dice for chance. It's just a fundraiser. Don't get religious about it. But to go beyond that and go to the casino and start doing your thing there, the evil spirits are going to come. And before you know it, it's very possible you'll get addicted to that whole idea that I might get rich quick. I've even had people say, I'm going to pay off that building, Pastor. I'm going to go to the casino, take my money, get it paid off. Praise God. Now you're going to lose it.
What did one pastor say? Sin will take you further than you want to go, make you stay longer than you want to stay. It'll cost you more than what you want to pay. Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
Roy Hicks Sr., by the way.
Wow. I didn't know that. Maybe you could send that to me. Wow. Yeah, praise God. Praise God.
I love this Roy Hicks poem.
Yeah, go ahead.
It really defines us. There are two natures within my chest.
Yes.
One is cursed, the old nature. One is blessed. The one I love, the other I hate. But the one I feed will dominate.
Come on now.
We're seeing even more.
And isn't that the truth? That is so good. Got another email here tonight from Compton. Compton says, is this not confusion and deception expected in the last days? When the church is taken away, the whole world will be against Israel. Ezekiel 38, of course. The Antichrist will control the whole world. That's not fully true, actually. The Antichrist will control the whole world. Where is Canada and the United States to protect Israel? Can someone give me some answers on this?
Well, the Bible says the Antichrist will control one third of the earth.
Yes.
But he may influence all of it, like we're seeing right now. Don't tell me this influence isn't the Antichrist.
That's right.
And yes, once the church is gone, all hell will break out on this earth. There'll be no resistance for evil or the worst things you've ever seen, felt, heard. For those of you left behind, you are in a real fix.
Well,
where will America and Canada be? The Christian Americans and the Christian Canadians will be gone.
Hallelujah.
They'll be gone.
Hallelujah.
Now, the rest of America and Canada and maybe other parts of the free world that have stood with Israel, They're part of what the Bible calls the young lions. You can go study that some more. We are included in the young lions. Canada, United States, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, England, etc. And study that out and you get a better picture. I know we got short time here, but I hope that helps you a little bit.
A lot of people think that everyone will submit to the Antichrist, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. No. The Battle of Armageddon is a war with the Antichrist against other nations, and that's when they turn to attack Jesus on the Mount of Olives. Praise God. Got another email here tonight from our friend Dave, brand new listener. Welcome to Spirit of Faith, Dave. Hello, I'm a new listener from Brockville, Ontario. Right on the word! Exclamation mark. Dave, call you blessed. In Jesus' name. Tom writes us, amazing show. Thank you, pastors. Call you blessed, Tom. Another email here tonight from Rainey. There has been many reports in the media that there is a falling away of the church. Is this the fulfillment of 2 Thessalonians 2:3? Should we be expecting the man of sin? The church is expecting revival. This to me is confusing. Please clarify it.
Our expectation is of God. We absolutely should expect a revival. We have little proof of one. You have more proof that there will be a falling away.
Yeah.
But falling away almost sounds like people accidentally fell off the cliff. The Bible more clearly says falling away. They turned their ears away from the truth.
Yeah.
And we're turned onto fables. That's why we get all these false doctrines and weird things going on. And by the way, how do you turn your ear away from the truth? You skip church. You stay out of church. You have no pastor. You do not come to hear the word preached. You have purposely turned your ears away, and you're probably listening to the prophets of the land now instead of the men of God.
And that's exactly what's going on. This whole agenda that's happened has caused us to not be doers of the word that says, forsake not yourselves together as the manner of some is. And then in Timothy, he says that they will deny what does it say in Timothy? He says that they will they'll have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. From such, turn away. And our churches today are full of people who deny the power. They say tongues is of the devil. God doesn't heal anymore. They deny the power. He said, turn away from this Sadducee church.
And the Bible says, because you have these precious promises, beloved, cleanse yourself.
Come on.
That's our duty.
Yes, sir.
Cleanse yourself from all filthiness of both flesh and spirit. So we're in a dual battlefield. All of us are. The earth is a battlefield.
Yes.
It's a war zone. Satan's declared war on everything. So we got to battle this stuff out naturally. Do what you can do in the natural, right?
Yeah.
But we also got to do what we got to do in the spiritual. And to recognize this diabolical evil, controlling tyranny from government all the way down to, you know, people following this delusional stuff, that we got to get all filthiness out, whether it's in the natural realm or whether it's in the spiritual realm, or you give place to the devil. Satan is looking for anything that is out of biblical order in your life and mine.
That's so good. That's how he gets in. Randy, call you blessed. Greg got an email here. Says, how can we be tolerant, Pastor? Does the Bible give any information on this? I find that I have been less tolerant over the last few months with COVID. I am asking for advice.
Tolerant has been, like a lot of other things, it has been redefined.
Yeah.
And now being redistributed. Tolerance doesn't mean we lay down and let people walk on us and we have nothing to say in return. That's, excuse the phrase, that's like as dumb as saying we're supposed to hug everybody because what, we're supposed to love everybody?
Right.
We walk in love, but that doesn't mean we endorse.
That's right.
Isn't it amazing too, my friend, that we're being trained and almost brainwashed and controlled to be tolerant of satanic, filthy, antichrist, anti-Bible, unholy, putrefied stuff, perversion. But they have zero tolerance towards us, and they're proving it every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I just got 10 more emails tonight, but we're not going to be able to get to them because of time. But I want to finish with one question that I think is really important. And here it is, Dr. Barclay. Romans 13 says we are to submit to the government. When the government is telling us to do things that are contrary to the Bible, stay at home, don't go to church, all this kind of stuff, does that mean that we are to submit to everything the government does? Is that what the Bible is teaching?
It is not what the Bible is teaching. It is not what that chapter means. This is not an absolute dominant verse that says no matter what your government does, you just shut up and do what you're told and submit. We belong to the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus said, give Caesar that which is Caesar's. But he wasn't talking about allegiance. He was talking about taxes. This thing has been so mistaught.
Come on.
We are not going to pledge allegiance to Satan, Antichrist, or a government that is satanic, diabolical, or Antichrist that is purposely attacking our God, His kingdom, the rules of His kingdom, the treasury of His kingdom, and our God-given rights. There is no scripture telling you to do that.
Whoo, praise God, man. We needed to hear that. I've been preaching it, but there's more power when you teach it, Dr. Barclay, man. It is such a privilege to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
Bishop Butler calls you the general, and I hope you have a little bit of an idea how much I honor you and respect you. And I look up to you, and I'm so thankful for your ministry. I really encourage you to go to Dr. Barclay's website. Can you go ahead and give them that address, Dr. Barclay?
It's very easy. It's marktbarclay.com, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y. I tell everybody like a bar of clay. So
yeah,
it's marktbarclay.com.
marktbarclay.com. And if you want to send him an offering tonight, he has a Canadian ministry. You can just go to our website, spiritoffaithradio.com. Anything that you sow to him tonight, we will send it to his ministry here in Canada. He is a Canadian ministry as well as being all over the world. He is a champion of pastors. He pastors thousands of pastors, travels all around the world. If they're in trouble, he jumps on a plane and goes and helps them. I've seen it for years and years. Even when he was here in Toronto, he had to leave for a few hours to go help a pastor and then come back and preach here in Toronto. Seen the love of God through this man of God. And I know you all want to have him back. So hopefully he'll come back in the next few months and be with us, because he is just a wealth of we need senior prophets, and we need senior pastors in this hour, people that we can look up to. And he is definitely a father and a general in the faith. So again, Dr. Barclay, happy Memorial Day. Thank you for your service to the country. Thank you for your service to the kingdom of God. We salute you. We love you. We're so thankful for you. And I want to remind everybody tonight, thank you for being with us. You're a part of our family. We love you. And until I see you next Sunday night, I want to remind you that God is exalted, the devil is defeated, Jesus is Lord, and keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Thank you for listening to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. Made a way where there was no